transcribed, CBS brings you a gay new comedy show, That's Rich, starring Stan Freberg as Rich. Our friend Richard E. Wilt lives in a little bungalow apartment in Hollywood. And when his Uncle Jonathan dropped in for an overnight visit, Rich was delighted. The next morning he said,
Uncle, don't go.
When a month had passed, Rich said,
Uncle, don't go.
But when 3 months went by, all Rich could say was,
Uncle, don't go.
Well, Uncle Jonathan could take a hint without having a house fall on him, although Rich was tempted to try that, and the other day he left. Right now, Rich and his neighbor, Hugh McHugh, are discussing the welcome departure.
By how long was your uncle here, Rich?
117 and a half days.
I had a cousin like that once.
Every year, Ma would invite him all over for Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Around about April, he'd show up for hors d'oeuvres.
And by August, he'd work up a good appetite. And in November, he'd say, I gotta be here for Christmas dinner anyway. No point in me going all the way home.
Where'd he live?
2 blocks down the street. Well, anyway, now that he's gone, you gonna live alone?
No, I put an ad in the paper for a roommate. Hugh, you wanna know something?
Yeah?
I'm glad my uncle came.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. No. It made me realize what happens to a man who just drifts. I kind of been doing that myself about my ambition to break into show business.
What do you mean? You've tried?
Sure, I've tried, but not hard enough. From now on, I'm going to knock myself out. You'll see. One of these days, I'll get a break and make good.
Sure you will.
I will. Maybe even someday I'll be a star.
Sure.
I'll marry Susie and have a little house of our own. And who knows? Maybe someday the patter of tiny feet.
Uh-oh.
What?
That talk about tiny feet reminded me I gotta call the exterminator. I got mice in my cellar.
Right there. Help you?
Yeah, I'm Jerry Mitchell. I saw an ad in the paper.
I'm Richard Wills. Come in.
Oh,
right
sure.
In.
Thank you. Oh, boy.
What's wrong?
Wrong? This hole in the wall is a, and I quote, a luxurious four-room apartment, sumptuously decorated, air-conditioned, with a terrific view?
Well, now that you've mentioned it, maybe I did stretch the truth a little.
A little? How about the air conditioning? Do you have that?
Not exactly, but when you take the key out of the lock, there's a terrible draft. we do have a nice view.
Let me get a look at it.
You've got to admit that.
I will as soon as I see it. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah, on a clear day, I'll bet you can see Catalina. If they ever move that salami factory out of the way. I'm sorry, Will, but this won't do at all.
But Mitchell...
No. I have my standing in the community to think of. Man in my position requires the best. Like the Ambassador or the Beverly Hills Ritz. Or
what do you expect for $12 a month?
Or the Westwood. Or $12... Does that include gas and electricity?
Yes.
Roommate. Thanks for helping me with my stuff, Rich.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. Mitchell.
Mr. Well, cut the formality out. Darn fool. You're a roommate, pal. Buddies. My friends call me Flash.
Okay? Flash?
Attaboy.
Boy, you sure got some nice ties.
Borrow them anytime you want to.
Really?
That's the way I got them. Say, Rich, what kind of work do you do?
I got a job in a box factory, but I'm trying to get into show business.
No kidding.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, you know, tell jokes, sing a little,
yeah?
Do a few imitations.
You ever say, like what?
Like Marlene Dietrich.
Well, go. Let's hear it. Go. I'm falling in love again.
place the same.
Hold it. You sound like you got a frog in your throat. A live one.
That's the way Marlene Dietrich sings.
Sure, but with legs like hers, who listens? Hey, kid, I just thought of something. If you'd like to get into movies, I know an important fella. I can mention you to Mayor.
Louis B. Mayer?
I don't know. There was so much noise in that pool room, I didn't catch a first name. The movies couldn't get along without him, I'll tell you that, pal. He makes popcorn.
He's in the creative end of the industry.
Picture on the table. Is that your girl?
Yeah. Her name's Susie.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Only I call her Dumpling.
That's very sweet. You thinking of getting married?
Well, two-thirds of us are thinking about it. Her and me. And her mother outthinks us.
Oh. The eternal triangle, huh?
Yeah.
Pal, let me give you some advice. There's only one way to handle those old battle axes. You've got to butter them up.
Butter them up?
Oh, sure. You got to be charming. Pay her compliments. You know, give her a lot of attention. Get them every time.
I don't think that'll work on Mrs. Elwood, but it's worth a try.
Sure it is. Pour it on, pal. You know, really sweet and syrupy.
Okay. Guys, between the buttering up and syrup I'll give her and the wrinkles she's already got, she's going to look like a waffle.
Susan, did I hear the phone?
It was Richard, Mother. He's dropping by to return a book.
A book? Oh, he's learned to read.
Dear, why don't you forget about Richard and concentrate on Rodney Parker? Now, there's a man.
But I don't want a man. I want Richard.
And besides...
Oh, I'll get it. It's probably Rich. Hello, Rich.
Hi, Susie. Here's a copy of Homer's Iliad I borrowed.
Did you like it?
Hated it.
Well,
I warned you it wasn't exciting.
Yeah, see, that name Homer fooled me. I waded through 40 pages before I found out it wasn't about baseball.
Aw, oh, you're cute. Rich?
Yeah?
Aren't you going to kiss me?
Is your mother around?
She's in the other room. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go.
It's the girl that's supposed to close her eyes. You're kissing the door post.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought your lips tasted a little splintery. Well, Susie, I see your mother. Got a little present for her.
Oh, so that's what you're hiding behind your back.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Come on in. Mother, Rick is here.
Oh, no. And I haven't digested my breakfast yet.
And, Mother, he's brought a present for you.
Good morning, Mrs. Elwood. May I present you with this bouquet?
A bouquet? For me?
Yes, ma'am. A dozen roses.
Oh, how thoughtful. My favorite.
Yep. American beauties for an American beauty.
Rich, have you been drinking?
I haven't received a bouquet like this since I was a girl.
You mean they had roses then? You're the lovely creature that inspired the roses.
Oh, what a charming sentiment.
I still can't believe you're Susie's mother. You two look more like sisters.
Oh, my God.
I hope you'd be. Why, if I were meeting you, no kid now, if I were meeting you for the first time, I'd say you weren't a day over...
Yes?
A 30?
Oh, really? That would make me 8 when Susan was born.
Can we keep that our secret? Now, dear lady, may I extend an invitation? Will you grace my humble abode some afternoon for tea?
Well, perhaps I will someday. What time do you usually take it? About 4-ish?
Oh, I'm not fussy. 4-ish, 3-ish. 2
plain itch. Well, I must be toddling off. Good day, gracious lady.
Au revoir.
So long, Susie.
Bye, Rich.
Susan, I had no idea your young man was so nice, so gallant, and so observant. Perhaps you have made the right choice, dear.
Oh, he is a dreamboat, all right. Oh, say, I almost forgot, Mother. Cook wants to know what you'd like for lunch.
Well, let me see. Tell her I feel like a waffle.
So she fell for the routine, huh?
Oh, like a charm, Flash. Like a charm. I had her eating out of my hand. She was so gentle, I haven't even bothered to count my fingers yet.
Like I said, kid, nothing like a little applesauce to tenderize an old hand.
why are you shoving the chairs into one corner?
A little surprised, pal. While you were gone, I bought a whole suite of new furniture.
New furniture? But I can't afford...
Pal, I said I bought it. Little old Flash's contribution to gracious living.
Sure is nice of you, but what'll I do with this stuff?
Well, I've already called a second-hand man, and whatever he gives you, kid, is all yours.
How much should I ask?
I don't know. Stuff I bought set me back $1,500, so I'd say this ought to be worth, anyway, $500.
$500?
Sure.
You think he'll pay that much?
Well, if he doesn't, he's crazy. You know, it isn't every day he can buy a couch with both inner springs and outer springs. I get such a you. Oh, that's Tommy's guy now. I'm going to go shave.
Yeah, okay, you go shave.
Hello? I'm Rogers, the second-hand man. You got some furniture to sell?
Yes, sirree. Indeed we have. Come right in.
Well, thank you.
Right in. Well, just look at it. What do you say?
I'm speechless.
Well, I hate to part with this beautiful stuff, but every stick of this is priceless, really.
Yeah.
See that couch?
Couch.
George Washington sat on it.
From the looks of it, he must have been on his horse at the time. How much you want for the work?
Well, I was thinking about five.
Five? Oh, I can get you more than then. Say about eight.
Eight? It's a deal.
Okay, here you are. Okay. Five, six, seven, seven. $8. Brother, you've got the best of the bargain. If you put this stuff out on the pavement, the city's sue you for defacing the sidewalk.
Gosh. This room sure looks empty with nothing but a bare rug.
I won't be empty any longer, pal. The truck from the department store just pulled up.
Oh.
Open the door.
Okay. Wow. Oh, just look at that stuff they're unloading.
Yeah, you know me, buddy. Nothing but the best.
Yeah.
Right in here, man. All right, put the couch over there, boys.
Easy, 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 men. We don't want to scratch it. Gee, what a couch.
Huh?
Oh, boy.
Which one of you is Mr. Mitchell?
I am, my good man.
Okay, I got a little bill here. $1,500.
That's all right. I'll get my wallet out here. I'll just... Hey, where? Rich?
Yeah?
I find I'm a little short.
How much?
$1,499. Okay, boys, put the cuffs back on the truck.
No, now, wait a minute. Let's talk this over. Oh, holy cow. What a pickle we're in.
Oh, will you stop pacing?
I can't help worrying. Empty room gives me the willies. Looks like the Palladium when the fleet's out.
Funny.
Funny. Is that funny?
What a wonderful sense of humor.
Thanks very much. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, it's you, Mrs. Elwood. Well, thank you very much. Huh? You're going to what? But you can't... I mean, of course I meant it, but... Well, okay. That does it. Well,
what'd she say?
Is she coming over for tea this afternoon? Here! What do I do? What do I do?
Pal, there's only one thing you can do. Call her right back.
Yeah?
And tell her to bring along a few minor items that help make every tea party a success.
What's that?
Some tea, some lemons, a couch, a table, and a couple of chairs.
We'll be back to That's Rich in a moment. MS are the letters that stand for multiple sclerosis. Habitually, this chronic neurological affliction strikes the young between 20 and 40. Over a quarter of a million suffer from it right now. Research is the key to the mysteries of multiple sclerosis. And your contributions are the key to increase more effective research. Give by sending a check to MS, care of your postmaster. That's MS, care of your postmaster. And now back to That's Rich, starring Stan Freberg as Rich. Well, Rich still has his problems. He invited his girl's mother over, and he doesn't have a stick of furniture in the house. This could easily turn into a second Boston Tea Party with Rich playing the part of the tea, but he hasn't given up yet.
Why must everything happen to me?
Hi, Rat.
Hi, Hugh. Oh, here's my answer. I wasn't thinking that before.
Say, Rich, Hugh, you can do me a big favor. You first, sport, okay?
Can I use your place this afternoon?
Of course.
Oh, thanks.
I think I'll warn you, though. It's full of cyanide. The exterminators was here. See? Yeah. I'm about the mic.
Oh, I remember.
So I was coming over to see if I could stay with you.
I know you're awfully busy, Mr. Alter.
Nonsense, Mrs. Elwood. Any friend of Matilda Abernathy is always welcome. What can I do for you?
I understand you're producing a play.
That's right. The Cherry Orchard by Anton Chekhov.
Well, I've heard of it. It's rather morbid, isn't it?
On the contrary, for a Russian play, it's quite light. When the curtain comes down, two of the 18 characters are still alive.
Now, if you haven't cast all the parts, I'd appreciate it if you would consider Richard Wilt. He's a friend of my younger, I mean my daughter's.
I see. Is he experienced?
Well, I can't vouch for his past, but since he's been going with Susan, I've been chaperoning them rigidly.
I meant theatrical experience.
How silly of me. Perhaps you'd like to talk to him yourself. Now, I'm going to his house right now for tea. And if you care to come along...
Well, I'm afraid I... Oh, wait a minute. Why not? After what I've been through this morning, it'll be a pleasure to relax in a soft, comfortable chair.
Oh, fellas. Tells her Mrs. Elwood comes and finds I haven't even got a place for her to sit down. She'll dislike me even more than she used to.
That would take a heap of disliking.
Well, you don't know her, that's all. She'll force herself.
Well, maybe we can get some barrels to sit on.
I couldn't ask her to sit on a barrel.
Why not? Back where I come from, everybody sits on a barrel. My grandpa sits on one. My pappy sits on one. My ma sits on one. I was 16 years old before I learned you could put things in barrels as well as on them.
Be serious, Hugh.
Well, how about this?
Yeah.
We could meet her at the corner and tell her termites gobbled up your house. Or maybe a sudden wind come up and blew your house away. Or a flood washed it down to Long Beach.
She'd believe that.
Why not? This is California. Anything can happen.
Fellas, you're sure a big help to me. You're a big help. I guess I'll... Excuse me. Hello? Yeah, this is Rich. Oh, Mrs. Elwood. Mrs. Elwood, look, about the tea. Maybe we'd better... What? The producer of the Cherry Orchard? Mrs. Elwood, mother, sister, a younger sister... I love you. Ta-ta. You love her? You're delirious, son. She's bringing a producer over. If I impress him, I get a part in his play. That's a big break.
Oh, that's wonderful, kid. Congratulations. But listen, if you're smart, you won't let him know you're anxious. Here's what you do. You play hard to get. Tell him you've got commitments on Broadway and that Billy Rose calls you every day.
Yeah, and then tell him... Tell him you got to have top billing, and you got to have a dressing room.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. No, wait a minute.
the matter now?
Oh, look, how can I tell him I'm a success in a room like this?
So what? Well, tell him you're eccentric.
Sure. I'll tell him you're loony as a cotton picking hummingbird. We'll face it, guys. No. I mean, he won't talk to me. My big chance, and I muffed it.
Hold it. Thoughts hit me. Hold it. You know what we can do? We can turn this... Are you holding it?
I'm holding it.
We can turn this situation to your advantage.
How? How?
Steady. What's the name of that play?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Something about Cherry Orchard.
Uh-huh. Right. And where do cherry trees grow?
Well, there's a lot of them in Japan.
Uh-huh. Right, again. So we've established that the play's about Japan. And in Japan, they sit on the floor when they drink tea. Right?
So what?
So, well, don't you get it? We tell that producer we purposely threw the furniture out for atmosphere in his honor.
Yeah. Flash, would you do something for me?
What?
Shake my hand. You are a pure genius.
Oh, it was nothing.
Listen, guys. It might work at that.
Of course it'll work. Now, what do you say we Japanesey the joint up a little
bit?
Yeah, you got any Japanese tea, the green kind?
No, but I got a tea bag full of black tea that's been here for 3 years. By now, it's black. I mean, green.
That'll work.
Well, black or green or in between, let them dip first.
Okay. That's what
We gotta
stick some laundry tickets up on the wall.
Yeah, but wait a minute. They're written in Chinese.
Look, buddy, 400 million Chinese can't read their own language. What makes you think this guy can? Now, what else? Is there a chop suey joint around here?
Yeah, there's one right down the boulevard.
Good, I'll run over and get some of the Japanese sukiyaki and some chopsticks. When I come in with ours, it'll be the clincher. You guys hold out the floor.
Okay. Yeah. I hope this works.
Oh, can't miss. Can't miss. Oh, boy, that Flash has sure got a melon on his shoulders. Stonewall Jackson had a couple lads like him on our side.
Yeah?
The name of this town would be Los Angeles, South Carolina.
This is the place, Mr. Aldred. I'm sure you'll like Richard.
Yeah, I hope so. There's a good pot open for a dignified banker.
Oh, Mrs. Elwood, welcome to my humble abode. My very humble abode. Won't you come in?
Richard, this is Mr. Osgood.
How do you do?
Sure nice of you to come, sir. I hope that it was...
Now, come, let's not stand in the vestibule talking. Shall we go on into the living room?
We are in the living room. Yeah, we decorated it special for the occasion, see? Oh, my goodness, you forgot to take off your shoes.
Our shoes?
When in Japan, do as the Japanese do, right, Mr. Osgood? But no matter. Shall we sit down?
Where?
One floor, of course. Oh, you find a squatting wonderful exercise. Much cheaper than reducing pills.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Oh, I guess it won't hurt us. Oh. There we go.
Well, everybody, comfy?
Tea's on, y'all.
Thank you, number one boy. He's from South Japan. Now, just stick right in, everybody.
One tea bag for three people?
That's perfectly sanitary. The water's been boiled.
Was telling me you're an actor.
Yeah, well, why don't you just go ahead and enjoy your tea there? I'll show you what I can do for your show.
You see, all I need...
What every producer needs, but very few get, Richard E. Wilkes. Now, Mr. Osgood, prepare yourself for a treat. Get this.
Dum-de-dum-dum. This is a city. Nagasaki. My name is Yamaguchi. I'm a cop. No. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the honorable facts.
What in the world is
this? I didn't expect anything like that, huh? Be honest now. I hit him with some jokes, see?
Funny thing happened to me on the way to Tokyo Theater. One of a panhandler come up and say, can you give me 100 yen for a cup of sake? I say, but sake only costs 1 yen. And he say, I know, but I want to drink it in Yokohama.
Mr. Osgood, how's that?
Excellent.
I knew you'd like it.
Only the cherry orchard was written by a Russian.
Yeah, but that's... A Russian? Mm.
You run over to the grocery and get some borscht.
Well, it sure did turn out to be a nice party, didn't it?
A funny thing happened to me on the way to the Kremlin.
Here you are, Richard Sukiyaki.
Oh, Nick, we're in Moscow. Moscow.
Moscow? Gotcha. Right, comrade. Gotcha.
A peasant. Peasant come up to me and say, am you giving me 100 rubles for a bottle of vodka? I say, but vodka's only 1 ruble. Quick as flash, he has lived. I know. But I want to buy blowtorch to burn my way through Iron Curtain.
That's funny. That's funny. That was pretty good,
Mr. Osgood? Excellent, but you didn't give me a chance to finish before.
Yeah.
The cherry orchard was written by a Russian, but the scene is laid in France.
The most unusual bonheur happened to me on the way to the Paris Berger.
Bar.
A panhandler, I say, a petit moucher, came up to me and said, can you give me 100 francs for a dish of frog legs?
I'm getting out of here. This is disgraceful.
But
just you wait until I tell Susan about this. You have a coming, Mr. Osgood?
Oh, before you go, Mr. Osgood, you get the part?
I'm afraid not. But there's a part in a new play that might suit you perfectly.
Really? What's the name of it?
An Afternoon in a Nut House. And I'm writing it as soon as I get home.
I'm sorry, Rick.
I am too.
Oh, forget it. Nothing. Well, there's no use wasting this Japanese-y atmosphere.
What are you going to do, Rick?
Honorable Richard E. Yamaguchi about to perform honorable ceremony. Hari Kari.
Starring Stan Freberg as Rich, featuring Dawes Butler as Hugh McHugh, with Hal Marsh as Flash Mitchell, Eleanor Tannen as Susan Elwood, and Myra Marsh as Mrs. Elwood. Also heard were Jack Crucian, Lou Merrill, and Herb Butterfield. Music by George Fields. Dan Cubberly speaking. That's Rich, created by Frank and Doris Hursley, is written by Bill Friedman and is produced and directed by Al Schwartz.